You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this, a Friday evening. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I would date you so quickly, Don. I'm the ugliest one of the three. You can't expect me to be a beautiful woman. Don, you're a handsome man, and you turned out to be a delight as a lady.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
I want fun.
Yeah, mine was a very simple drop.
And lastly, good evening to Michael again.
The Michael K. Show?
That's just one of those things, you know?
Now, Peter, I have a quick bit of news before you get into the heart of ENN.
The meat.
When you guys did the game on, what day was that, Wednesday? Tuesday.
Yes.
I've blocked it out, but yeah, I believe Wednesday.
Davey Garcia was pitching, and he has just been Yankees before tonight's game. They have sent him down, which makes sense because Herman's been so unbelievable. So he'll be the fifth starter, but we will see Davey Garcia back here at some point this year. They're going to need a lot of innings.
I don't want to sound like you, Michael, but did we get a number on that?
I have not. I can ask right now.
A number
I would
on
assume
the game?
That if we weren't told that it wasn't over the top.
Bad or good.
Right. Well, I don't think it would be bad. I think it got a number, but I'll check.
But you're saying if it was a special number. Someone would have told you.
I would have said. They would have said, well, can we get those guys back? I didn't get that phone call.
I am.
Unfortunately.
Not yet. Soon. And I also sent you something, Peter.
You did?
And you can decide whether you think that's a ENN story or not. Somebody I know thinks it is.
Oh, you didn't send it to my phone, did you?
Oh.
Don, it's very complicated. My new computer gets your... your green text. But I'm at home and I don't have my new computer. I have my old one and it only gets blue text. Can you email it to me?
Yeah, I just would need you to text me your email.
You want to just go ahead and say it out loud? I mean, at this point, we're just here now.
No.
Okay.
You want to talk about Tuesday? On Monday at 2 o'clock?
Monday? What's happening? Monday at 2 o'clock. We're not on the air then.
No. You haven't heard the news, right?
I didn't hear this. No, what?
Yes, we are. Going to be starting our show at 2 and going till 6:30.
Every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the new time slot.
Wow. I got to tell you, know what I'm most excited about? What do you think? You guys know me well. What do you think I'm most excited about?
Getting off at 6:30.
There it is.
You've always been a proponent of that. But now remember one thing, ENN has to be nice and compact now.
No two-parters anymore.
No. This is the last one where you could just go on and on like you
do
now.
Yeah, so have at it. The story, though, is apparently my brother is wrestling Thunder Rosa.
What?
On May 1st, yes.
Hold
and on. I sent you the poster for it.
Does Dave have a death wish?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wait, how is this possible? This doesn't seem like a good idea. She's a real wrestler.
I know.
Your brother's a bona fide schmageg.
He's been working out, though.
Now, when these type of matches take place, Peter, is it scripted or do they let the wrestler just crush someone's head?
You know what? It's a great point. But here's the thing, Michael. Whether they know the outcome or not, that doesn't change the fact that David is going to be horrifying. This is dangerous. There's no world, let me say this right now, there's no world in which Dave can be anything but horrifying. And even if he does a great job, and I'm like, wow, you really surprised me, and I'm impressed, even the ceiling for that is still bad in terms of danger.
Also, Don, what I would like Dave to do, and I would donate to his charity if he does it, have you guys seen the second Borat movie?
Not yet, no.
You mean subsequent movie film?
Yeah, yes.
I'm a big fan, sure.
All right, I want him to wear the apparatus that Borat wore.
Which apparatus?
You know, it goes around his arms, and it's like a hammock, so to speak.
Mission Pro Wrestling, May 1st. Thunder Rosa, who just had a legendary match a week ago that really put her in rarefied air, a special place, is now having a match with David LaGreca. By the way, Don, you gotta do something with your brother. Makes a very strange face in his photos that he posts with his bad T-shirts. He makes this like squinty cool guy face. You gotta do something about this.
How's it working out for Dave LaGreca, by the way? Making money hand over fist. Has one of the most popular shows on Sirius XM. He has a big YouTube channel with his brother. He's doing just fine.
Killing it on Cameo.
Listen, the guy does very, very well. That doesn't change the weird squinty eye thing he's doing in the pictures. His little like, it's me, Dave LaGreca. You know me. Also, I owe Dave a bit of a receipt. I don't remember if you recall what he said about me a few weeks ago, Michael.
Oh, sure. I don't think anybody forgot that.
We call this a receipt in the wrestling biz. I'm going back in at him, all right? All right, so there was big news from the world of professional football today. The Miami Dolphins upending the NFL draft, sending the number 3 pick to the 49ers for the number 12, which the Dolphins then traded to the Eagles. So as a result of this, the Dolphins end the day with the number 6 pick in the draft and multiple first-round picks as part of the haul. Miami has the number 18 pick as well. The other thing everyone's talking about when it comes to football today was the performance of young Zach Wilson, who all of a sudden everyone... I've never heard so much talk about a pro day until today. But before you hear about Zach Wilson's pro day, let's hear from Mike Tenenbaum, who was on the show earlier and says that today's trades tell us a lot about the New York Jets.
Clearly to me, they have just told the world 100% they're taking Zach Wilson, because if they were going to keep Sam Darnold, presumably San Francisco would have made the same offer to get to 2 that they went to 3. So I think we got to start with that. I think that's kind of burying the lead with the coverage so far. I think 100% for sure we now know that Zach Wilson is a New York Jet.
Now, the one thing that Mike kind of poo-pooed was the Schefter report that the 49ers never reached out to the Jets.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. We have the audio right here.
Sure, that's possible. But again, like, you know, Joe Douglas knows how to be a GM. And my point is, like, if he made it known within league circles that they're going with Sam Darnold, his phone would be blowing up, because, you know, Zach Wilson is, you know, getting way too much sort of, like, momentum right now that every team would be reaching out to the Jets. So clearly they are sending out signals either directly or indirectly, like, don't waste your time, we're locked in, and the draft starts at 3. And if I was 95% sure at 8 a.m. that they were taking Zach Wilson, I am now 100% sure. Mm. There is no conceivable way that the Jets will not be drafting Zach Wilson.
Now, I thought about this, guys. Why wouldn't you send out signals to the other general managers that you're keeping Sam? Why wouldn't you want your phone blowing up?
Because you want Wilson. There's no, like, the Jaguars are not sending out signals that they'll take offers on Trevor, so the Jets must love this guy so much they don't even want to be tempted.
But I still want the phone to blow up.
If you think that Zach Wilson is the greatest quarterback and he's going to be better than Patrick Mahomes, you don't want even if a team offered you 10 first round picks, you're not going to trade him. So they're in love with the guy. They're in full bloom.
But I never understood when Gettleman like made it known they were taking Barkley. I just why wouldn't I take phone calls? I can always say no, or I'll get back to you. I just don't know how. They're in love with Wilson. There's nothing that would ever change their mind. Why not take the phone calls? I just don't know how it benefits you.
Take a phone call.
You know what I'm saying, Peter?
Yeah, do I?
Well, why do I have to let you know what I'm going to do?
So let's talk more about Zach Wilson. He had his pro day today. People were raving about the throws. Oh, he was rolling left, throwing right, back foot, front foot, side to side. He did the hokey pokey. He did it all.
Turned himself around.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
We really going to keep going with this, huh?
Well, no, that's
how about
it.
Second verse?
No.
Hey, here's Zach Wilson on his thoughts on his pro day.
Yeah, it was good. You know, we had a lot of fun. It was, probably the last time I'd be throwing with those four guys, man. We've had a long journey together, and I was just grateful to be out there with them. So the goal was just to go in there, have fun, you know, rip it around a little bit, show people what we got. So definitely things we wanted back, but, you know, we had a good day.
Here's Zach on how he would feel to get drafted by the Nye Jets.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a dream come true. It's great to see those guys out here. I've spent some time with them on Zoom meetings and talking back and forth a little bit, you know, but nothing more than any other team. And so, coming up to the draft, you know, there's so many what ifs, you know, going in. But really, I'm just so grateful to be here, grateful for the opportunity and humbled that I'm even in the situation. So I'll be happy with whoever gives me the chance to draft.
If this guy is drafted by the Jets and is a great quarterback, he's going to be one of the biggest stars in New York. And maybe New York in a long time. I mean, he's a very good-looking kid, and he's going to play a marquee position for a New York football team. He can own this town.
Well, for the record, Michael, I mean, that would be true of anyone who came to one of the New York teams and played quarterback well.
Come on.
The Jets have a great quarterback. That guy's a star. I hear what you're saying, that he's marketable on top of that. But what I'm saying is the Jets' last true stud at quarterback was Joe Namath, so... You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to embrace it. I don't know if Eli ever embraced the stardom. I mean, yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live and all that, but I would never say Eli owned the town.
That's a great point. So, yes, that I hear you. But simply being more charismatic or just outward facing and wanting to embrace it could inherently be a little bit more of a thing than Eli was.
He's also a handsome kid. That goes a long way toward Madison Avenue. If he can play and he's that good looking, I think he's all right.
Well, I think he's going to be all right regardless. I'm not worried about him.
Oh, good.
Here's Zach Wilson on comparisons being made between him and Mahomes.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I really think my personality is just watching other guys do their thing. And, you know, I grew up an Aaron Rodgers fan. I used to always watch his ability to throw the ball from different angles and different things. And so it's something I've worked on for the past couple years, and I just feel like it's a part of my game. It's something that comes natural for me. So I just kind of wanted to show that off today.
I think you'd take it if he actually was in any way similar to Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Isn't it amazing, though? He was the third quarterback that we talked about with regards to who would be drafted highly
now,
this year.
Now
and now he's Mahomes?
That. Now, nobody's saying he's Mahomes.
Mahomes-like?
No.
Mahomes-Jays?
Mahomes is one of a kind, but... You know, Don's narrative has been, you know, we weren't even talking about him last year. Well, you could say the same thing about Joe Burrow. Before that last year with LSU, nobody was talking about him. Sometimes people explode.
Yeah, but
so Wilson had
we
a bad year the year
about
before.
Him during a year.
Excuse me?
I don't even know if we were talking about him during a year.
Well,
Burrow
I mean, but
was
he plays
playing
at
the
BYU.
National Championship, and then we start then. But
no, Steve Young talked about him.
Well, but he was a part of the conversation, but it was like it was basically Lawrence and everybody else.
Right.
And then Fields had that big playoff game, and it was like, oh, you know, he's 1A. Fields is 1A. And then, like, recently Wilson has really jumped up. And it had nothing to do with his, like, during the season, like after the season. It was very Mayfield-esque almost, where it was like nobody's talking about him, and bang, he was the number one pick. Now, that's not going to happen here because Lawrence clearly is the number one pick. But Wilson gained a lot of momentum after he played at BYU. Yeah, there's sick college football fans that watch everything that knew him. But remember when we talked about on the show, right? It was Lawrence and Fields. Like, Fields was the second guy. We analyzed all of his games during the playoff run and all that. And now he might be the fourth quarterback. A lot happened after the season.
All right, moving along there, fellers. Leonard Fournette re-signs with the Bucks, 1-year deal, $3.25 million.
Why not?
Yeah, it worked out well.
This is the first, I don't know if you saw this stat, in the salary cap era, which started in 1994, it's the first Super Bowl champion that has ever returned all 22 starters.
Wow, is that happening?
Yep.
We already know that. That's a full.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really wild.
Now, I don't know how you want to do this. This is your vehicle, but Yes is leaving us.
I know.
In about 3 minutes and 50 seconds. So if you want to save the Drop Madness and make people turn over the radio, that's up to you, my friend.
That'd be a great idea.
You know what? Maybe that is an interesting idea. You want to do Drop Madness on the other side?
Yeah, I think so.
It's kind because of unfair to the Yes viewers, though.
Well, the Yes viewers can go to Twitter and vote and see themselves.
That's also a fair point by Don. How about this? I have something else I have to do today, though. A hoops update brought to you by Tipico Sportsbook. Join Tipico Sportsbook in New Jersey and receive an instant deposit matchup to $750. $750 to you and me. Let's make this interesting. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Basketball tonight. You guys interested?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's odd, though. Scheduling's odd.
I'm actually a little confused by the scheduling right now. Am I not bright? Am I not bright?
You're not that smart.
I know. Well, first of all, Andrew has his smoking jacket ready. He's geared up. He's pumped up. Andrew, are you feeling good?
Very excited. Did not think we would be at this point in the Sweet 16. So I'm incredibly excited just to have a game that I care about that's happening this weekend. The matchup worries me a little bit.
What can you say about your opponent?
Well, Houston, the two seed, Houston.
And Ralph Sampson is playing in this game.
It's Kelvin Sampson. But I could see how you'd make that mistake.
Didn't Ralph Sampson play at Houston too?
No, Virginia, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He played for the Houston Rockets.
Well, didn't
you're a regular Red R back, aren't you?
I thought he also played at Houston. Sorry. You know what? Houston hasn't been good
he
for 40 years. That's the
four
point.
4 years at University of Virginia. All four.
Wait, so that wasn't just like a Kelvin Sampson joke?
No, I know. That was
Ralph Sampson played for the Houston Cougars. I mean, he could have gone with Akeem Olajuwon.
Did
Akeem? Drexler.
I'm sorry. Don didn't know a basketball hoop was 10 feet tall.
You know
back
what?
Off.
And we let him. You're right. We let him out from under that. That was inexcusable.
Didn't know.
He owns it.
You didn't don't know. Own it, Peter.
I don't care. I forgot where Ralph Sampson went to college. Half our audience doesn't know who Ralph Sampson is.
Really?
Yes, really. Really. People younger than 35 don't even know Ralph Sampson.
Just
how
like
about
you
that?
Didn't know Casey Stengel, right?
Yeah, by the way, I don't want to ever hear Stengel again because Don thinks a football field's 90 yards long.
No, see, the one thing I will say, I'll own the mistake, okay? Kill me all you want. But you can't compare it to the football field. It's got 50 right in the middle. I mean, I know I'm not great at math, but I think anybody could like, look and say, I guess the field's 100 yards.
Right. It's not like they have a 5-foot mark on the stanchion behind. Yeah. So Don makes a great point.
Oh, Don.
How would he have ever known it was 10 feet? It's only been there since they put
I didn't know.
Peach basket up.
All right. So listen. So Andrew.
I played basketball. I enjoy basketball, but I didn't know that.
James Naismith came up with it.
Andrew has the 955 vehicle, Syracuse and Houston, right there. That's on TBS. 725, Oral Bobby versus Arkansas. That's the 15 versus the 3.
Andrew, are you going to be able – the kid's going to be asleep at that point, or are you still going to be victimized?
No, the kids will be asleep, so I can watch this one completely live. Feel free to text me. You won't ruin anything. I'll have my phone with me the whole time.
Super.
Now, Andrew, I know I've had a bad day today.
Well, we have to say goodbye to Yes. We love Yes, and we'll see you on Monday at some point on Yes. But
some point after
the
Yankees.
Show on the radio because you got to find out Drop Madness.
I'm confused about the basketball schedule for tonight.
It's not tonight.
Oh, it's because there is no Friday again.
Oh, dear.
Am I not bright?
No, they start up tomorrow. The games are Saturday, Sunday, and then the Elite Eight is Monday, Tuesday.
Why are they doing this? Why?
I want fun.
It was bad enough I went through this Thursday night. Again, Friday night? So, that's tomorrow. Starts off with Oregon State and Loyola at 2:40. Nova and Baylor have the 5:15, and we just told you the night games. And things continue on Sunday. You guys want to do Drop Madness after the break?
Yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah, if you'd like. It's your vehicle.
All right, let's do it on the other side. We'll give everyone the update, including some tight matchups in Drop Madness 2021.
All right, coming up next right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, it's time for the results to drop madness as it's an extra lasses off the ENN.
Ah, let's do it. Ready? Big day. Big day. Drop madness brought to you by Wendy's, where quality is our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. Guess what I had for lunch today, guys, when I was...
Wendy's?
That's right.
I thought you'd go for that chicken whenever you drive up to your mom's.
Royal Farms chicken. Yeah. I didn't have time. I was near a Wendy's, so I had to do what I had to do. All right, guys, let's start out in the Michael region where you had the 4 seed against the 5 seed, and it was a big day for Ballard.
How's Ballard Wallard? Is he feeling badly today?
63-37 over not low Lau. Low becomes the first player to hit two opposite.
It's not
field.
Low. It's Lau.
I got news for you. I could see Ballard going on quite a run here. I think this may continue on, guys.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Let's go to the Don region, where I don't know how Andrew feels, but I'm ultimately thrilled. My favorite drop in the tournament is alive. The 4 seed advances.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
Now, sadly, it means goodbye to the 5 seed, which, of course, is Don screaming at a recording of Michael.
Let me pin you right up against the wall with my hand in your throat.
Dear God, dear try it. It was so fabulous to drop you.
What, that lost? What was it? What was the scoring on that?
54-46.
Ah, oh, what are people thinking?
I'm disappointed, too.
Really?
It's Stench so much better than Stench. Stench is, like, so controlled. The other thing is Don at his best. He's out of control. He's losing his mind.
No, right. but before is getting, you know, that's Don. Michael's not there. Don's running the show. He's taking calls. He's being Mr. Professional. And just, it's like a Ron Burgundy moment. But it's like he has to read the prompter exactly as he sees
because
it.
Because that's all I had.
I know.
It said Stench and Mamaroneck.
Okay, but here's my question, Don. If, in fact, it said Stench, and you said, I believe I'm pronouncing this right, what would the other pronunciation of Stench be?
Because I'm thinking, who would come on the air as Stench?
Also, Don, you know, let's get to the bottom. Who put Stench and Mamaroneck up there? Who put the wrong information up?
It's my understanding it was Anthony. Is that right, Anthony?
That is correct.
And what was it supposed to, and why did you say Stench?
Well, I do what Andrew does. I said, ESPN New York. Then, hi, it's Stench and Mamaroneck. I said, Stench. Yeah. Stench. Yeah. Okay, that's your name today.
So what was his real name?
Bennett. We're actually great friends. We're really enjoying this. At From Ben Away on Twitter. We're really pushing for Stench and Mamaroneck to make a run.
Did he try to trick you, or he misunderstood?
No, it was a misunderstanding.
I think we both just had a hard time hearing that day and going forward for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Stench moves on. Let's go to the Peter region where the 5 seed advances. Oh, I hit the head. I just felt the head crush.
Holy cow.
54-46, the 13 seed goes home. I dove under him with the bag and caught the urine.
I never enjoyed that drop.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier on my way in. Yeah, I mean, it came up late. I do think it's sincere, you know, and it's an earnest urine-catching story. But I think Eight the Head needed to advance, yeah. And it's right. Now, I'll tell you what. This was closer for me than it's being given credit for. I believe the number 4 seed was beautiful, but the 12 seed, a piece of filth, Joe from Staten Island, had this to say.
That's when men were men.
A 65-35 winner over a gentleman, a kind soul. Mr. Trey Wingo.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
This disappointed me as well.
No, that's the only way this could have gone.
But again, Joe is contrived. He calls up and has his things he's going to say. And don't get me wrong, they're funny. But Don, this is why I think you're probably with me. Trey, that's completely honest.
Right.
That joy, that near orgasmic sound from Trey Wingo, that's his reaction when he sees a ball land 15 feet from the pin.
Right, and that's where you got Sniff 'Em Dead from. Talking about people like him.
And do you guys remember, I was watching at the same time that this happened. It was the Masters in November. And after I heard Trey, let me hear Trey again. After I heard Trey do this.
Ooh, Tiger just did it close on 10.
I was getting ready for it to be a tap-in birdie. I looked. It was 19 feet away. So anyways.
You had me at
Joe hello moves
moment.
On. Joe moves on. I ate the head. Stench and Mamaroneck, as well as Ballard. And that will do it for today's Drop Madness update, brought to you by our friends at Wendy's.
We have a basketball update. James Harden will, in fact, play tonight against the Pistons in the final game of a three-game road trip. And that's have split the first two games. So Harden's in. That means ring up a W for the Brooklyn Nets. Let's go to the phones.
I need to put an official bow on the end of ENN. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That will do it for ENN on this Friday evening. No, you're right. I had to do it, though. I had to be done.
Wow. Let's go to David in Brooklyn. David?
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, first I want to shift my attention to Peter. Just to say, you know, I'm not Jewish. But I go to a Jewish law school. I have a Jewish girlfriend. Just want to say happy Passover. I know how important the holiday is to you. You're welcome.
That's very nice. Where do you go to yeshiva or something?
No, I go to Torah Law Center. Give them a shout out for me.
You just did.
You just did. I have some friends that went to Torah Law School.
What is it called? Torah?
Oh,
Toro.
T-O-U-R-O. And that's a Jewish school?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, it's a Jewish-affiliated school.
Oh, nice. Well, what do you got for us there?
So,
he's been on hold so long, he forgot.
Yesterday.
He forgot. Didn't you forget, David?
No. Sorry, I'm driving. So, I actually called yesterday, and I called about the Knicks botching the trade deadline. Now, I feel... with today's news about Drummond and the buyout, the Knicks are going to go after Drummond. And not only are they going to go after Drummond, they're going to pay him. And they're going to go after a guy that we simply just do not need, given that we have Randall and Mitchell. We're going to throw money at this guy when we could have gotten a bunch of other people like Oladipo.
But you would have had to give something up for him. You keep saying that. No, they're not going to hit him for free.
Non-lottery draft picks.
But still, you're going to get – you know what? Quickly was a non-lottery draft pick. You're just giving away first-rounders for a guy like who might leave, and he wants to sign with Miami. He's made it known.
Oladipo wants to sign
with Miami.
And whoever's going to compete. Yeah, now that he's with Miami.
No, he has always said.
There was mutual interest between New York – and Oladipo in regards to him coming here. And he's just an example. I'm not even talking about just him. Norman Powell. What did the Blazers give up for Norman Powell?
Do you trust what the Knicks have done so far?
Team got better.
David, Knicks... But the Knicks aren't going to win a championship this year. The teams that made trades are trying to win a championship.
I don't care about them winning a championship this year.
They care. They're saving their assets. You know what? They have $50 million in cap space, more than any team this upcoming year. And there's no great players and no Antetokounmpo. So if they like Drummond, and it's strange because he's a prototypical center, and that's not what plays in this league anymore. But if they like him and they give him $45 million for 3 years, it's not going to break the bank. They'll have a lot of money to spend on other people. Because there's not going to be any big star out there that you have to max out. How could anybody? I don't want this guy as my lawyer, Peter. I don't. How could anybody question what the Knicks are doing? They've done everything right so far. You're going to give up one of your first-round draft picks and the guy might not sign with you? I don't care if it's a non-lottery pick.
Why would you take any chance of hurting the future?
And how do you know it's not going to be a non-lottery pick? The Knicks could finish out of the top 12, out of the top 10, and so could the Mavericks, although I don't think they will. So either one of them could be a lottery pick. You're just going to guess?
He seems to be under some delusion that they can finish as the, you know, four seed and get to the conference final. They're probably not getting out of the first round. And that's no disrespect. That's just a fact.
You know what? I hate to say this, Peter, and tell me if I'm overstepping.
Oh, no.
His girlfriend's going to dump him.
Oh. Now, hold on.
She's not staying with him.
Hold on. But before you even go there, recognize that she decided to be with him in the first place.
Okay, but you know what? People fall in and out of love all the time. I don't even think it's love now.
Dating is just a big audition.
Exactly. It's what Zach Wilson did today. A big date. And then I think he failed the audition. She probably listened. And she goes, you know, he sounds whiny. Out.
Right. And just misjudging things. Which
also,
means
again, this could be offensive. He sounds a little wannabe Jewish. Going to a Jewish law school, dating a Jewish girl. He's not
I know.
Jewish.
Hey, happy Passover.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Like, what are you really doing it for? Just the jokes?
Yeah, it's like anti-dentite. It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust it completely. That's a fair point by you, Michael.
Thank you. I'd want to finish the week with a fair point. 1-800-919-3776. Now, coming up in just a moment, somebody says he's calling from Don's pool house.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You have to stay tuned. But his name is Vinny, Don, and he said he's calling from your pool house.
Dear God.
I don't know Vinny, and I don't have a pool house.
Besides that, though.
Well, maybe while you were away, Carlos came over and built you one.
He's that kind of guy.
Is today? We don't have phone to get in with the big fella?
Oh, we do.
It's the last ever edition.
Yeah, but we got to find out what Vinny's talking about.
All right, so we'll get Vinny, and then we'll go right to the big fella when we get back, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.